What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number three. And joining us on Skype now is author David Joaquin. And he's got a book out now called 9/11 and the World Today. David, thank you for spending time with us today.
Thank you for having me, Michael. How are you today?
I'm doing real great. And looking back all the years since 9/11, whether or you believe the official story or whether you think 9/11 was a false flag attack to try and start a century of unending war, there is no question that the course of our nation, the course of it, certainly of its war policy, was shifted dramatically by 9/11. And I understand that your book is basically an examination of all the changes that have happened to our society, our culture, our mindset, our ethics and morality brought about by 9/11.
Yeah, to a point. Basically, I worked at 9/11 as a volunteer worker, so I had an inside view of what actually occurred. And, the demolition is actually what I tend to go with, demolition of the buildings. And the book is about what are the commonalities that are enslaving us today as Americans and as a human population. So there's a lot of different segments of our society, whether it be medical, like you're discussing right now, legal, taxation, all the different areas of suppression for mankind are covered in the book, and who's actually conducting the suppression. Then how eventually it leads to how we can get out of that, and then how we can build a better world that's more fit for humanity rather than fit for a mental patient, basically, right?
Well, you're certainly right about that. It does seem like the inmates are in charge of the asylum right now. And it is kind of interesting as we look at all these revelations coming on out about rigged primaries and dodgy dossiers. It does almost feel like the government is starting to fragment and factionalize rather badly. And it may be that, I'm speculating here, that even the government was not really able to properly exploit 9/11. And partly that is in turn because so many people had doubts about it right when it happened, that we were getting the actual story that Osama bin Laden was behind all of this. So can you pick like one particular area where you think we've seen the most dynamic change?
I think it's in the war that the acceptance of war has become a commonplace, right? We just look at it, the slaughter of hundreds of thousands and millions of people as just another occurrence that happens during the course of events. We're being set up, and now it's exponentially increasing in randomity in rate. Where you have one example of the people in Vegas being shot down, and that, you know, obviously was an inside job because they can't even get their story straight. And then now they have the Texas shooting, and people are forgetting about Vegas to a degree. But I think one of the main things is they're just inundating us with such ferocity and such a large amount of death that it's becoming commonplace for us to just look at the news and say, oh, that's just the way it is, you know? And in reality, we're the only ones that can change the world from a disempowering world to a world that empowers us as beings, as human beings, so that we can live a better life and have a better planet. I mean, it's great to identify, which I did in the book, identify the different factions and the different people and the different methods and machinations that are used to control the masses, and we are controlled more than most people would like to believe. But to control the masses on a daily event, on a daily occurrence. And it's just, you know, I mean, you just look at the world today, and you know, compared to 20, 30 years ago, and you go, what happened? And what happened, like you said, is the inmates are running the nut house, right? It's like you have a small section of people, less than, you know, 0.00001% of people that are in charge, that are basically conducting the efforts of the war machine to keep it going and to destroy this planet. But we're running out of real estate, so I don't know what we'll do after we run out of real estate to destroy through war. I mean, that's where we're heading right now.
I would definitely agree with you on that. Well, they just go back and they make war on the same real estate over and over again, which is why I'm sure the people of Europe, the ordinary people of Europe, not the governments, but the people of Europe, they are very much opposed to this obvious escalation of hostilities with Russia, because portions of the last two world wars were fought on their home turf, on their grounds. And you can still see the scars all over Europe when you're traveling around. The trenches from World War One, and, you know, bomb damage from World War Two. It's still there. It's a very present memory for them. Again, the concern is that World War Three is likely to have a nuclear component, which will mean that in addition with all the radiation we're dealing with from Chernobyl and Fukushima and the South Pacific open-air tests, that we could have an almost on-the-beach outcome if all the world's nuclear weapons were to get involved in this conflict. I'm going to take a second here to do a shout-out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. We're talking with author David Joaquin about his book, 9/11 in the World Today, which is basically an analysis of how our society has changed, what areas have been changed, the mechanisms of control that are being used to basically corral us and try and keep us in line with the war desires of the elites. I don't know how successful that they're being right now. We know that people are turning away from the corporate network news shows, and they're coming on over here to the independent media to find out what's going on. And that may be a very positive sign that, as you were saying, that we are regaining our freedom and our empowerment, certainly by starting with the idea that we're not under any obligation to believe anything the government or the corporate media tells us.
No, we are actually at an exponential rate becoming more enlightened as a people, as far as my opinion is concerned. And that is the purpose why I wrote the book. I mean, you could give this book to a novice in conspiracy areas, and after he reads the book, it would be like an expert in those areas and just know the different facets of society that are aligned against the survival of the individual. That's why it's so difficult for us even to make a living, to scratch a living out on this planet. It's very difficult when you consider overburdensome taxes and all the different regulations and things that are supposed to be getting taken care of through the Trump administration. And to a large degree, I believe they are. But you know, I mean, I don't think taxes are good in any type of environment or any kind of an economy where it's against the Constitution. There's no no area in the Constitution where it says you just assign an income tax, right? It's per capitation, or it's per imposts and duties, right? So those are the ways that you're supposed to be running the government. That's where the money fund comes from. But they put it down to taxes where people are paying 30-40% of their income to taxes, even more than that.
So, well, that all came in at the same time as the Federal Reserve, and that, too, is unconstitutional because the Constitution vested the authority to coin money with the Congress and did not specifically say that that could be delegated to a privately owned bank. So the reality is that starting about 100 years ago, our government did get hijacked by a bunch of money junkies and turned into a system that was designed and built to take the wealth out of the people whose labor produced that wealth and put it into the pockets of those people who don't labor at all.
Absolutely. And it's not even it's not even close to being fair, right? I mean, you have a taxation system. And the reason that the taxation system was set up before was so that they could take the money and pay the Federal Reserve, right? Without the IRS, there'd be no Federal Reserve, and the other way around. Without the Federal Reserve, there'd be no IRS.
That's true.
Because the money just, you know, they collect the money. All the money, according to the Grace Report and for taxes, goes to the actual paying of the interest of the Federal Reserve. 100%. None of it goes to what you would think would go, right? The road taxes go to building the roads. The property taxes go to building the schools and things like that, right? And there's a whole chapter in my book about taxation, two chapters, actually. So,
and, of course, a huge amount of now is being poured into these wars of conquest all over the world. And, again, I think the majority of Americans are very war-weary. They're tired of these wars. They're tired of seeing their kids come back from the front lines either in cheap metal boxes draped with a flag or in a wheelchair. And I think people have really had enough of this, mostly because we understand that these wars are not being fought for the reasons we're being told. We have the U.S. government lies about Saddam's nuclear weapons is a good example. We have the fact that the official reason for the U.S. being in Syria keeps flip-flopping back and forth between we're there to get ISIS and Al-Qaeda to, oh, my goodness, Assad is gassing his own people. And the fact that the story keeps changing that dramatically tells you that the real agenda is being hidden from the people who are expected to pay for and fight these wars going into the future. And now we're looking at a war in Lebanon and a war in Iran, which might bring the U.S. and Russia into direct conflict.
Yeah, and I think it's all planned that way. And I think your article, All Wars Are Baker's Wars, which I included in my book, Michael, because I thought it was just so well written and so informative, really nails it on the head. I mean, I believe we already are in World War III, right?
I agree.
We've been at war for the past 20 years, so it's just now a matter of, you know, when does the nuke go off, and hopefully it never does, right?
But I agree.
We're already in World War III, and we're just going around massacring people under the, you know, idealisms of patriotism and, you know, apple pie and baseball. But there's no reason for it. I mean, it's like children are fighting, right? There's no intelligence associated with the different countries so that they can actually have a resolution. That only exists because someone doesn't want a resolution, and that's the bankers, right? The bankers want the continual war. They want the continual upset. They want the suffering of humankind.
Because they make money off of it. I mean, wars are the bankers' richest harvest of debt, and absolutely, that's what's going to happen.
Right. Yeah. So there's just so much that we can actually improve. That's not being improved, and I think that's one of the main purposes of media, right? One of the main purposes of media is to subjugate the public, so they don't ask the important questions. They hear the same story over and over again for a week at a time. And that they're just conditioned to repeat that. When you talk with people and you say, you know, what's your political views, you can tell whether they watch CNN or they watch Fox News, for Pete's sakes. And you can just tell, you know, what their ideology is based upon and the programming that they're based upon by the channels that they watch.
Yes, absolutely you can. And we're seeing this great disillusionment of the American population. I mean, so many of our illusions are being destroyed right before our eyes. The idea that we had fair and honest elections, that's pretty much gone at this point. Now we're seeing that our celebrity worship was very misguided, that a lot of these people that we thought were wonderful because they were on the pictures of the covers of the tabloid, that they're really not very nice people at all. And I think we're in an era where much of the mass illusions we live under are being torn down. And I think that's actually going to be a good thing, where people are going to stop allowing themselves to be encouraged to think and believe certain ways by mass media. And they're going to start to become more analytical, more self-centered. And I don't mean that in terms of being greedy or selfish, but self-centered in terms of their consciousness and saying, I am here and the rest of that stuff is outside. Let me analyze what's going on. And from that, I will decide, you know, what I'm going to do, what I'm going to say, what I'm going to think, what I'm going to feel. Again, the polls are bearing it out that we're seeing the naivete of the American people just fading away very, very rapidly. Blind trust in government and corporate media is at an all-time low, and I think that's a very good thing.
It's actually a great thing, and there are those culture assassins from Hollywood, right? I mean, they have an opinion that no one really cares about, right? And they come on, and their number one intention, if you watch Saturday Night Live, is to degrade the environment and degrade the human population, right? The whole deal with Hollywood is so that they can make this culture a horrific, gross culture, and that's what they're working for, right? They're actually assassinating the culture. When you couple that with the denigration of education, right? The people today that are being educated in the school systems probably learn one-fifth of what we learned 20, 30 years ago.
I agree.
And that's a cult. That's how you destroy a culture is you destroy the education, and that's what they're actually going for, right? the continual mind numbing of watching TV, watching the news, watching sports games, and then you have a culture that's not being educated in our historical perspective to even respect the flag, right? They have people kneeling down in a football game, which is why I find it to be despicable. What, no matter what your viewpoint is about the corporate United States, it's like there's people that have died and shed blood, veterans for this country. Whether you believe in all the propaganda for the war machine or not, but still innocent men and women have died and sacrificed beyond what we can imagine, and I find it deplorable that the education system has been systematically attacked. There's a chapter on education in the book.
The Common Core and everything. Well, you know, you also destroy a society by destroying its sense of identity, its sense of self. And we've been seeing that in this country. First, it was the attack on any symbols of the Confederacy. Earlier in the show, we're talking about how they're taking one of the statues of a Confederate hero down in Washington, D.C., and they're going to replace it with an 8-foot statue of former Mayor Marion Barry, who was busted for smoking crack cocaine. And right. So what kind of a society do you have when you're raising statues to crackheads? We're seeing all this idea that, you know, white people are now a fair game for discrimination. We're seeing that in the schools, and all this liberal, politically correct nonsense about you can choose your gender and race, and we'll just go along with that. It's an attempt to destroy our sense of self, our sense of identity, our sense of history. And again, that's how you destroy a society and make it vulnerable to outside invasion, whether it's by army or by refugee.
Right, and that's the whole destruction of culture, right? So they're sitting there. And it's so that people think it's bad to be an American, bad to be proud of your country. Look, mm-hmm. people have disagreements with the country, right? But to disrespect it and disrespect the symbols of it is not the way to correct it, right? The way to correct it is to go out and actually do something about it, not sit down and do nothing. And what they're looking to do is that they're through the media, they're establishing a disempowerment activity, right, where everyone is hating each other. And all the different factions of society, right? The blacks, the whites, the reds, the yellows, the greens, anything. The rich, the poor, the different aspects of society they have going head to head and fighting each other in continual combat. And it's only a small percent. When you look at Antifa, it's what? 0.00. It's a very small percentage of the people. Yet they classify it as the left attacking the right. And it's only, you know, small, you know, 300 people. Attacking the right, but they want to lump everybody in there so they can go for a civil war. That's where we're heading in this country right now. We're heading towards a civil war where one, you know, you won't even know who's on your side and who's on the other side.
That's a terrible way to run a civil war here. The government is keeping us divided against each other. And they did the same thing back in the 1960s during COINTELPRO, fanning up racial tension then as well, because the last thing the government wants is for the American people to come together as an American people and say the real cause of all of our hardship, all of our hunger, all of our poverty is Wall Street and Washington, D.C. working together to drag this nation into a fascist economic dictatorship. And so one of the ways the government maintains power is by keeping us divided and fighting each other and then offering to protect us from one another in exchange for a slight increase in taxes and a small reduction in our personal freedoms.
Absolutely. And that's your job, Michael, as a radio host, is to bring everyone together, right? That's why I wrote the book, to bring people together so we could actually sit there and intellectually analyze what's going on in this society. And how do we break down the barriers of differences and focus on our commonalities and to unite and say, okay, there's the bad guy. Let's go and fix that. Because
all right, we're going to have to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back in a few minutes here talking with David Joaquin. We'll be right back.
so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with author David Joaquin and his book, 9/11 in the World Today. And before we go any further, David, where can people get the book?
They get it on Amazon.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd actually like
to do a promotion this week, Michael. If you want to mention the book in your shows, we can do it for the next week or two. And all the money that's made from the purchase of the book, we can donate to you and your radio station, so Republic Broadcast Network.
That would be wonderful, and I'll take you up on that one. And I'm in the process of posting the link to the Amazon page where the book can be purchased while we talk. Meanwhile, we've got a caller on the line, Tom in Utah. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question for David?
Hi, Mike. David, I wanted to see if you had opened up that issue. I call it the Hillary Clinton bills that destroy the family. In 1993, Hillary authored what's called the National Child Welfare Act, and then she enhanced on that in 1997, which opened up the Pandora's box to have children removed from families and put into foster care and then disappear. I got stuck into that when I started taking on cases, and if you get a chance, look at Family versus State. It's a rather humble thing, but I did not know that the Clintons along with their friends, were involved in the destruction of the family.
Yeah, well,
I just wanted to see if
I'm sorry?
Go ahead, David.
I just wanted to see if you touched on that in your research and in your writing.
Well, in the research, as far as missing children from the states, I know Florida had at one point over 500 children missing. And it was conjectured that it was probably being used for organ transplants and organ harvesting at that particular point. The Clintons have been criminals since way back in the Arkansas days. If anyone watched, you know, everyone's watched Clinton Chronicles, I'd imagine, right? So they have no scruples whatsoever. I mean, she actually tried to take the election. She actually tried to do a coup this year, right? When she the last year when she. She did just take over the entire Democratic Party, but I was familiar with her intentions to take over the health system, to socialize and communize the health system, which is what they're doing right now, attempting to do. But I didn't know her involvement with the families, but that's a very interesting point.
Well, if you
go back
chance,
and look at her, if you look at her book, It Takes a Village. I mean, that was kind of telegraphing right from the beginning. That she didn't see the traditional nuclear family, father, mother, children, as the foundation of society, that she saw a more collectivist approach of all the adults and all the children working together.
Right. And
anyway, David, if you get an opportunity, go to Family versus Fate, call me, and I can tell you what I didn't dare publish about that relationship, including Nancy Schaefer, her, quote, suicide, right?
Yeah.
Carol Keaton Strayhorn is another player that I was introduced to. Anyway, if you want to expand on
it. It's Family versus Carol State.
Family versus State. I don't care whether you spell it out or use the VS. Familiesversusstate.com or .org. And you can contact me, and I can connect you, hopefully, with Carol Keaton Strayhorn, who's still alive. She identified the fact that thousands of children were just disappearing in the system. You know, like you were talking about Florida.
They actually are. I've actually confirmed that from my research as well.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it might. Pardon me for interrupting here, but it might not be that these children are being disappeared for organ harvesting. I mean, we keep seeing every once in a while. This idea that there's an organized pedophilia network in our society. We know about the Franklin scandal that was back during the Bush White House. Now we've got Corey Feldman is out there in Hollywood, and he's finally got the LAPD looking into it there. There were allegations of systemic child sexual abuse circulating in Washington a few months back, and that may be where some of these children are being disappeared to. I mean, we're dealing with people with immense amount of money and power.
Oh, yeah. Kathy O'Brien's book, The Transformation of America, goes over that as well.
Oh, yeah. That's another another lady to talk to about this, too, Kathy O'Brien. She came and sat with me. But anyway, Nancy Schaefer curiously passed away,
Tom, I'm sorry. We're going to have to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials. Then we'll be back with David Joaquin and 9/11 and the world today. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking with author David Joaquin about his book, 9/11 and the World Today. And just in general, what are some of the other areas of our lives that you see as having been changed in the aftermath of 9/11?
Well, virtually every area of our lives has been changed because they've ratcheted up their attack against humanity, right? So every area of our lives has been changed. You look at the unsustainability of the economy, right? Right now, the stock market's at 2,300, 2,400, and there's no way that's gonna last, right? So there's no way that you can have a sustainable economy based on a Federal Reserve private bank. It doesn't mathematically work out. And right now, we've passed the point of no return. The collapse is evident, as was exposed during the quantitative easing 1 and 2 programs that they had, where we actually bought our own debt back, right? Instead of putting it on the open market in the form of treasury bills, we were buying it back ourselves.
Nobody else was buying it.
Right, so don't look over here. There's no problems, right? But virtually every area of our life, when you go to the airport, when you whatever you want to do, I mean, it's all not so much. I mean, it's all done on a gradient level, right? They increased the suppression. They increased the suppression. They increased the suppression to one day you wake up and you're bound hands and feet, and there's no way to turn.
Well, it's kind of like the analogy about boiling the frog slowly, which I don't know if that's real or just an urban legend. And
it's real.
Certainly nothing. It is real. Okay, you've actually done that. Poor frog.
No, I haven't done it, but it's real. It's real.
I kept waiting for Mythbusters to do that one.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do that. But I mean, it talks about my book talks about the medical mafia. I'll just read you a few chapters. Government-imposed economic slavery, the stock market misconceptions, healthcare socialism, media's hidden agenda, banker bust, government's fleecing of the people, war is the problem, courts, police, and prisons, the Constitution, the state of banking, rebuilding a broken world, religious philosophies exposed, people's world order, America's leading role in societal evolution. I mean, the book is a very encompassing book. It's almost 600 pages, and like I said earlier, if you give it to someone that's a total newbie in the world of conspiracies, after reading the book, they'll have a very fundamental understanding of what's going on in the world today.
Well, let's go back to one of the topics you mentioned, which is the Constitution, because I think what should be of concern for everybody is that we currently have a government that is openly ignoring the Constitution. Indeed seems almost contemptuous of it.
Yeah, we don't have a government anymore. We have a corporate entity that's posing as a government, right? That was changed during the Lincoln administration, where it actually became, the United States became a corporation so they could extend to do closet taxes to the South during the Reformation after the Civil War, right? So we don't even have a government. So to say that the Constitution that they swear to uphold is the actual assets that they own. That's the Constitution that they're talking about. They're not talking about the paper, the document that you swear to uphold. They're talking about the buildings, all the assets that they have available under the United States. That's the Constitution of the United States, what makes up the United States. And the United States is a trademark copyright. It's not just the government, it's a trademark. And in the book, it actually shows under the state of Delaware where those trademarks are listed. So it's...
Well, my issue here is that we are always raised in that educational system to think that the government is supposed to be complying with that piece of parchment, the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights. And I remember when I was a kid, we were told, yes, these are the rules the government plays by, and this is why, in exchange, you will allow the government to control certain aspects of your life, and you will pay them taxes and so forth and so on. Certainly, if this corporate entity, which, by the way, I think is contaminated with a lot of narco-criminals, narcocracy, I like to call it, if they're not playing by those rules, then why are the American people obligated to obey their demands, send their children off to these wars that this corporate board is declaring, and pay the bills? And I think if most people could be forgiven for saying that if the government isn't abiding by that contract with America, the Constitution, then we're off the hook. We're under no more moral or legal obligation to listen to anything these people are saying.
Yeah, well, Pollock versus Savannah the mayor of Savannah made it quite clear when they said that the individual has no constitutional rights because he's not a party to the Constitution. It was a Supreme Court decision, I believe. We don't have that, right? If you look around, they just ignore it. Bush said it was just a piece of paper, right? They're ignoring it completely. When you put in socialized medicine, first of all, when they did the Affordable Care Act, it came out as a Supreme Court decision. I forget off the top of my head what decision it was, but it said that it only applies to taxpayers. And then if you look at Chisholm versus U.S., a taxpayer and a non-taxpayer, two separate entities, right? They're two separate and distinct entities, taxpayer and a non-taxpayer. So if you have a social system like the Obamacare, it only applies to taxpayers. And if you're not a taxpayer, it doesn't apply to you. And that's why the IRS enforces it, right? So you use the IRS to enforce it because it applies to taxpayers. So the whole thing, if you look at the tax system, if you look at any aspect of it, it's really not run by the dictates of the Constitution. The government is run for the bankers and Wall Street, like you said earlier, you know?
Yeah, the money junkies. The money
junkies.
Yeah,
they don't care about you. They don't care about you. You're just an ant, right? We're all just ants to them. We're of no concern.
Okay, well, that's certainly the way they've been behaving, you know.
Yeah, and what is of concern is, like, you know, to protect and to serve. For the police, that's the municipality. That's what they're actually protecting and serving is the municipality. It's actually another court decision, right? It's not to protect and serve the people. The people are the enemy of the state, right? We know we're the enemy of the state, Trade with the Enemy Act. We've been declared enemies of the state. So...
Well, I do know that the police, the courts have ruled that the police are not actually under any obligation to protect individual citizens from crime. And then they turn around and say, well, you can surrender all your guns because the police will take care of the criminals. And so it's kind of hard to figure out what's really going on when you're constantly being told one thing and only to find out that something else is going on. And I can't think of a more glaring example right now than this idea that we have been raised our entire lives to think that we voters do in fact have an influence on our government through that election system. And now we're finding out, most of us knew it was going on way back, but last year most Americans have now woken up to the fact that our elections are not honest. They are very crooked. They are rigged. They're subject to all kinds of manipulation, and the corporate media isn't reporting on this because they're actually part of the problem through the Voters News Service. But we know that so far there's somebody been keeping count. Over 1,100 cases of election fraud last year. Judicial Watch just came on out and said they've confirmed at least 1.1 million illegal immigrants voted for Hillary Clinton. And yeah. Again, I think people are waking up and realizing that we are living in a modern matrix, if you will, that we've all swallowed the blue pill, and that we've been living in this carefully crafted illusion to keep us imprisoned and useful to those who are in power.
Absolutely, and we do it ourselves, right? Federal, in the old dictionaries, when you looked in the old legal dictionaries, federal actually meant contract, and that's what we do with the federal government, right? We contract with them. We go and we sign ourselves up as slaves. That occurs from the birth certificate, from the first day we're born, when your last caller was saying, why do they have the right to disrupt families? Because they own the child, right? Through the birth certificate process, the child's been pledged to the government at that particular point. So there's a lot of clandestine agreements that are there that you're not even familiar with. And when you open a bank account, there's certain, you know, agreements that occur that make you a U.S. citizen, basically, and under the servitude of the corporation. So it's sexy. The more you look, and regarding the election fraud, during the Bush administration, there was a congressional hearing. I forget the gentleman's name, but it's in my book. There's a congressional hearing of the person that actually programmed the Diebold machines, the voting machines, and he testified under oath in front of the Congress that yes, they can be manipulated, and they can send back whatever election results you want it to say. So the person, the machine receiving them, says Bush wins, or whoever they want wins. So yeah, election fraud is rampant. If we had a paper ballot system like before, that would be one way to ensure to a degree, at least you'd have an ability to go back and count the votes, right? But when it's electronic, there's no counting the votes, there's no nothing. There's no tally of that information.
Well, then the other part of it, of course, is this idea that, again, Judicial Watch has confirmed that last year, at least 1.1 million illegal immigrants voted for Hillary Clinton. Now, illegal immigrants are not supposed to have a right to vote. But did you notice how hard that anytime somebody came on up and said, we've got to have voter ID to make sure that people are only voting once and that they're entitled to vote. And the Democrats were out there, oh, it's racist. You can't do that. It's racist to ask for the ID. It's going to be suppressing certain sections of the vote. Yeah, it's going to be suppressing the illegal immigrant vote, which isn't supposed to be happening. And now we find out that in fact, actually did happen. But, I mean, look at our society. You need a license. You need an ID to drive. You need an ID to buy beer, ID to buy cigarettes, ID to buy a gun. You need an ID to go into the library and borrow a library book. But on one of the most important things we supposedly are doing for the nation, which is the elections, they're saying, no, just come on in and go ahead and vote. Vote once, vote twice. Just make sure you're voting for the right side.
Right. And if you look at the immigration video, I forget the name of it, it's in my book again. It's about, just Google immigration and gumballs. This guy does a little video.
Oh, yeah. It was
fascinating,
that.
Right? And one of the aspects of that video was that it takes 2.1 children to sustain a society. That's the level where, after deaths and this and that, the society will stay and continue to not decline. Well, our society is at a declination rate, right? We're declining. And one of the reasons that we need the immigrants, that we're allowing the immigrants to come in, is to hopefully legalize them to the point where we can actually create more debt for the nation, because the debt of the nation is based on the birth rate of the nation. That's what Roosevelt did in 1933, right? The New Deal.
Yes.
That no one really studied, right? But at that point, the surety for the money that's printed out of air, out of thin air, is the American people and the labor that we're supposed to provide for the next 50 years after we're born. And that's what they're looking to do, right? So that they need to have that birth rate continue, otherwise they're gonna go to get the illegal immigrants into the country so we can monetize them. And with the birth rate that the immigrants are having, which is much higher than the average Americans, and that's not a bigoted statement; it's a factual statement. That'll change the whole complexion of our political system, where Democrats are getting more and more illegal immigrants. But I think a lot of the illegal immigrants are now starting to go Republican because they're starting to see a better socioeconomic situation available for them, rather than having the Democrats, run cities and run slums the way they have right now. So, tough to say.
Well, there's another aspect to that. As you say, the indigenous American population has gone into decline, and it may be because of the economic hardship. It may be because that epicyte gene has escaped into the wild, and people are being unknowingly sterilized by eating contaminated corn. But for the Federal Reserve to continue its little Ponzi scheme lending, it must always have a new population of borrowers, a larger population of borrowers to loan money to allow the creation of new money, some of which is siphoned off to pay the interest on the old money. If you have a dwindling population, then that pyramid scheme financing falls apart. So another reason for the open borders, getting the illegal immigrants in here, getting the refugees in here, is it's all going to be assumed that they're going to be getting credit cards and they're going to be borrowing money, and that'll keep that Federal Reserve Ponzi going for a little bit longer. We have a caller on the line, Andrea in Oklahoma. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question for David?
Yes, aloha, and I'm so depressed. I haven't, slit my throat yet, but is there any way that you see, kind of like Gandhi, they had Britain that was had taken over their country, but yet a silver lining happened. Gandhi came up with an idea. Do you have any ideas? Can you give any positive input, please? And I will listen offline.
Yeah, well, it's in my book, but one of the basic things that we have to do is actually organize as a people, right? We actually have to set up, and I'm in the process of trying to set a site up called 911intheworldtoday.com, and we have to set up an organization of all Americans, right, of all people of the earth, because the way they have it segmented through the news with API, AP, and UPI, they give us limited amounts of information. We need to actually organize and get the people all on one page so that we can go and actually discuss with our enemies how to actually change the system. Right now they have a lack of ideas of what to do. They don't know how to get out of the system that they're in right now. And it's a maniacal system, right? It's a system bred and conceived out of destruction and hatred. And what we need to do is to put together a group, such a large group, that we actually have the ability to demand our rights back and to demand an evolution, an uplifting of society, right? We all need to do our part. Instead of slicing our throats, it's like we need to go and help. Read my book and be a contributor, try and make the world a better place. That's why I wrote it. I wrote it so that we could uplift and empower the people, because the people right now, once you're, you know, look at Machiavelli, divide and conquer, right? The Little Prince. If we never organize and actually point to where the actual problem is coming from, the problem is coming from us, because we're sitting here and we're not doing anything ourselves. But once we get past that point of actually the point of apathy, and we decide to do something productive, and we organize, that's the hope, and that's what they don't want us to do. They don't want us to organize as a people that are free thinking and want to find viable and human solutions to the problems we face.
Okay, David, we got to take another break for commercials here. We'll be back with the last segment of our program today after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
Our show, last segment of our program today, we're talking with David Joaquin. And David, we've got about 4.5 minutes here, and I'm going to put you a little bit on the spot. What do you see happening for this nation going into the future?
undisturbed by our actions. I mean, it depends on what we do, right? If we don't do anything to intervene, it's going to be just hell in a handbasket is where it's going, right?
Okay.
I mean, you look at every front, all the different areas. It's just destruction, right? I compare it, liken it to pre-Germany, pre-Adolf Hitler and the Socialist Party in Germany, 1920s, when it was degraded, debauched, just debased.
Yes.
I mean, all just drugs and sex. It's just things that are bad for society, and that's where we're going right now. I mean, we're decaying at an incredible rate as a nation. And nations and planets are fragile things, right? They
yes.
can be destroyed. The nation's been destroyed. People, you know, different civilizations have occurred on this planet. The history that they teach you, I don't believe. I find it to be very, very, very confusing and limited. But I think that we're headed to nothing good unless we intervene, because people are waiting for the politicians to fix the situation when the politicians have created the situation by their dishonesty and their disloyalty to the American people. So really,
yeah.
you know, when you want to look into the crystal ball, you look into your own heart, look into yourself very deep and say, you know, what am I doing? What can I do to make it better? And then do something. I heard someone say, you know, how much time should we spend making the world a better place? And the answer is all of your time, because there's nothing else to do, right? I mean, what good is it to have $1 million if you blow up in a nuclear explosion? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter one bit, right?
Yes.
So, you know, it all depends. You know, when you say, you know, look into the crystal ball and tell us what you think. Where is this nation going? Uninterrupted, unbridled, it's going to go to self-destruction. It's on a dwindling spiral of destruction, going down and down and down at a faster and faster rate. It's up to us as a people to educate ourselves and then to go and to actually pull it out of the gutter that it's going into. And that's a sad thing to say about such a wonderful and great nation, right? But it's right now in the gutter. You couldn't imagine. If you were to say, you know, picture hell on earth, I mean, this is a pretty good picture of it, right?
Yes.
I mean, half the people are on drugs. Half the people are on psychotropic drugs. Half the people are starving. More than half are starving to death, right? 80% of the population, 2 billion people are starving. That's a consensus that we're not doing a very good job at managing this planet. If you have 2 billion people starving to death, we're failing as a society.
And an obesity epidemic here in the United States of America, where we waste 40% of our food.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right about that. Anyway, listen, David, thank you very much for spending time with us today. We're out of time now. We're going to have to bring the show to an end. So thank you very much. And again, his book is 9/11 in the World Today. There's a link to Amazon on my main page if you want to go ahead and buy that book. So that's it for our show today. Please stay tuned for...
Go ahead.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And stay tuned for John Stadmiller. He's got a lot of interesting things to share with you. Take what you have learned here at this show and at my website. Share it with everyone that you know. Remember, keep pushing Dossier Gate, Primary Gate, Uranium Gate. At some point, the corporate media is going to have to start dealing with these in an honest manner. So we'll be back tomorrow with the lovely Lady Claire. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.